This was the funniest. So I got sent this guy who was like, he was in prison before. He's all about lifting weights, doing a program. He's got to run a tightest fucking program. And I'm like, this is
the fucking, guy is hilarious, dude.
So fucking funny.
Yeah.
So I'm watching him. He's talking about like how to do burpees. But he, when you're a white dude in the California prison system, he's like, I wasn't even paying attention to this. And he was like, you know, so like, I'm in a gang. He keeps saying all this. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Because there's like white prison gangs in Philly that aren't necessarily like AB, Aryan Brotherhood and stuff.
Yeah.
So this guy's like, you know, so doing burpees in the yard. I'm counting. I'm like, one. My cellie's like, one, two, three. And I'm like, two. I got the motherfucking hard. He calls everyone fools. I'm like, this fool's got the motherfucking hard count.
Yeah.
Then he's like, you know, we get to 23. And, you know, I yell out like, Supreme White Power. Look, motherfucker, I'm not fucking racist. This out. Dude, it's so funny.
It's this jack dude sitting at like Venice Beach.
Dude in Venice Beach. Just tell. He's a motivational speaker who was in jail for 10 years. But he was like, when you're in jail. And they talk. They bring black dudes in. I've been researching all this because there'll be like, because you get into jail, and especially in California, you have to join a gang.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have any money. If you have some money, you can pay for protection and just kind of fall back and chill. But he was like, if you're a white dudes come up to you and they're like, you're either going to put in work with us or we're going to smash you.
Yeah.
So you like.
I'm glad you picked this episode to bring up the Aryan Brotherhood.
I'm just saying, he's a YouTuber,
it's
dude.
It's very funny. I know.
Dude,
I know.
It was so funny because his message, honestly, dude, because he says, he's like, racism's a fucking epitome of ignorance. Fuck that shit. But then he'll be like talking about prison. He's like, and if I saw a white man, you're not allowed to see white men. It's so fucking funny.
It is. But so here's what's going to happen.
What?
Someone's going to be like, and then they discussed Aryan Brotherhood and they likened it to their comp. Like, that's how they're going to.
Not likening it to comedy.
I know you're not. Here's what I'm saying. I know you're not.
Here's what I'm saying.
Here's what I'm saying.
Say it.
This is what happened. They're going to, same thing with the Mad TV comment. They're going to be like, oh, and they very intentionally plugged this guy's fucking.
Didn't even mention his name, but honestly, he motivates me to work out every morning. That's the worst part. He's so fucking jacked and blasted, dude. It's like,
he's a thick dude. I've seen him. He's fucking yoked.
The fucked up part of it was funny. What made me laugh is like, why of all the gangs? Because white people are disproportionately whatever misrepresented in jail in terms of there's your numbers aren't strong in jail if you're a white dude. So if you're forming a gang, why do they become Nazis?
I don't know.
It's a bad move, dude. It's like you got, like, if you're black, you'd be Crip, Blood, Gangster, Disciple. You got options.
Yeah.
And apparently that all stays too. It's like you don't fuck around outside your race, but like you don't really think about this. When white dudes go to jail for some reason, they're like, Nazis? Are we going to be Nazis?
You guys want to be fucking Nazis?
Nazis?
Or no?
That's kind of fucking scary. I don't know. We can't be Nazis anywhere else.
That's the meanest thing we could be. It'd be funny if they were just Amish. If they're like, what's a white group we could be? Amish.
Dude, if like white guys, you know, like fucking black dudes go to jail and become fucking Muslims?
Yeah.
White guys come home, he's like, long ass beard, he's like, yo, bro, I picked up fucking Mennonitism. And
I'm an Amish now.
I'm Amish now, bro.
My new name is Zachariah.
It's just such an odd choice for gangs. It's like, dude, you guys could be like cowboys. There's like a lot of scary white dudes.
Like, oh, man.
It'd be a lot more fun than like, this guy had to work out and be like, it'd be like, you know, you do. You get up to 23, and then you do 88 hits. 88, hell Hitler. Guys, look, man, don't fucking
it's
come.
Not racist,
don't come at me in the fucking thing. This is how it is in the California prison system. These are the politics.
Yeah,
you're not getting around it. You're going to bang or get banged on, fool. Dude, it's so funny.
Yeah, my uncle though was a prison warden. Talks like that.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's like in his 70s, and he's like, damn, fool.
Yeah, dude. Everyone says fool. The slang is so fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, you got a cell phone. I'm talking to my fucking girl. CEO comes. I fucking hoop that shit in the prison safe. He's like, put it in my fucking ass. The fucking prison guard's like, let me see your fucking asshole. It's like, I show it to him. He takes my fucking phone, dude. I had a fucking piece. You know, he says piece. It's a funny. He's fucking sharpening a piece. Yo, this dude is so fucking funny.
He is funny.
Fuck, he's so funny.
Yeah, that guy
this dude's rules. Called him bald, and he like the whole.
Oh yeah, tell that story.
Oh, that's my god, good. Dude. So he'll like every single thing. One thing was like respect, and he's like, "Let me tell you fools about something about respect." This dude's just fucking jacked in the camera. He's like, "These motherfuckers were sitting here talking shit. I'm holding the yard. I'm the fucking shot caller. These motherfuckers are laughing. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys laughing at?" He's like, because I come right at them. And they're like, yo, what's up with your hair? He's like, bitch, you got fucking titties, you fat motherfucker, dude. He's like, so he runs back. He runs back into his cell. He's all fucking butthurt. And I'm like, what the fuck's up with your boy? And they're like, I don't know, man. He's probably sharpening a piece right now. And he's like, we better be making a motherfucking machine gun. So I go up and I'm like, what's up, fool? what's your problem? He's like, yo, why are you talking about my fucking titties, bro? He's like, you shouldn't talk about my hair. He's like, anyway, guys, you got to put be positive role models.
It's so fucking funny.
This dude is the funniest.
He is.
And he's like, I get up at 3:30 every day, bro.
Yeah, it's like what? Yeah, you wake up in the middle of the night. I'm in bed by fucking noon.
I'm fucking blasted in Aryan Brotherhood tattoos. What if fucking ignore that shit? Dude, it's so funny. Him saying getting blasted, dude. You gotta earn this shit. But also, yeah, he doesn't have his tattoos. I don't know if he has any sort of like Nazi propaganda. He just has Dago.
Jill, what are you doing?
He has Dago written on his stomach. He's like, you can't, and not anyone can walk around with Dago on their stomach in jail, dude.
Like, I don't know. I thought you could, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no one's upset.
That's the one place a Dago tattoo would fly. But yeah, man, that's going to be my quest is going to be to like convert white guys to a different gang.
That's good.
Cowboys would be sick.
Cowboys is good.
Cowboys would be a good cowboys gang.
And also what's nice about Cowboys, there were some black Cowboys.
True that.
There were a lot. So you can even, you know, bring them in a little. Be like, guys, we're the Cowboys.
True. But the Crips might have problems with that.
I think the Crips are going to have problems with whatever the Cowboys decide to do.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be happy with the choices.
We're the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man.
But well, yeah, man.
It's funny.
It is fucking funny.
Look, I know it's funny.
Having my bodybuilding idol, like, after, look, like, dude, 9 videos in, he's like, I'm like, 23 burpees? What's, and I'm like, oh, come on, man. He's like, no. I'm not fucking racist, dude.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah. So funny. Yeah. So inspiring, too, dude, which is the most fucked up part. You watch him and you're like, damn, you give him a 330, bro? You're a fucking... It's probably how dudes get tricked into joining the Aryan Brotherhood. Dude's like, you got to get some fucking discipline.
Hard workout regimen? Hell yeah. Although I will say that the Nazis on the streets don't tend not to look like they follow that workout regimen.
He basically said, he goes, nobody in the gang, dude. They're all bullshit, dude. It was just me out in the yard, dude.
Really?
I fucking hooped a braided rope. I'm doing fucking pull-ups. I'm doing lower body. Everyone skips their lower body in jail, dude. I'm trying to get swole. This is how you do it. That's how he talks, dude. It's fucking 4:30. I haven't been able to sleep, so I wake up at 4:30 and just watch this, dude.
You haven't been able to sleep through this?
I just been waking up early as fuck.
Yeah.
It's not like I've been sleeping. I pass out like a little baby. And I wake up at like 4 o'clock,
yeah,
3:35. Just my program, bro.
True.
I'm just programming. I go to Anytime Fitness.
Yeah, I stay up. I stay up late. I always did before.
Do you really?
But throughout this whole thing, it's night. That's the one time where I'm like, ah, everyone's asleep. It's just me.
See, that's how I feel in the morning.
Enjoying my life. Yeah, of course.
That's how I feel in the morning. I went to the gym this morning at literally like 4:15.
Yeah.
And there was nobody awake. I left the gym. It was still dark. And I was like, God damn, I got a tight fucking program, fool.
You're killing me.
You're killing me.
I know. I know it's funny. I know it's funny. It is funny to have a fucking fitness instructor that's an Aryan Brotherhood guy that's still denying that he's not racist. It is funny.
He's not, dude. He's racism's not, the epitome of fucking ignorance,
look,
dude. He knows
I know
this.
That he knows.
I'm going on his personal website and I'm paying him, dude.
I know what you're doing.
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
He's but fucking then, blasted.
Let me also tell you this. That as funny as we think it is, no one's going to listen to this.
Yes, they will.
And the article's going to be like...
Rogies listening right now.
Rogies is not listening, dude.
Rogies hears this, dude.
Rogies, if you hear us, dude, help us, Rogies. Rogies, we need you, dude.
Tell them we don't love the Aryan
Brotherhood. Tell them we don't love the Aryan Brotherhood, dude. Rogies, help us.
Dear St. Rogies.
St. Rogies, come down, dude.
Oh, my God. Please keep the journalists away from us, dude.
St. Rogies, dude. Our career's been lost. Come around and help us find it.
Help us accept the fucking quotes we cannot change, dude.
Yeah. It is going to be funny when the articles are like, after a absolute non-apology, they then got into how an Aryan Brotherhood workout is the best workout.
I was talking to someone else, and I was like, dude, watch this clip. I didn't realize this guy like actually was in the air, like the woods, I think is the name, or I don't know if that's whatever.
Yeah, we don't need to name it.
So he was like, yeah, dude, watch this clip. And this dude was like, yeah, but dude, how hard would you fucking jump for the burpee, dude, on the 23rd one? Supreme white power.
Dude, at the end of every...
I mean, dude, these guys must be so... They're like, we can fucking do this, dude? Because you're working out next to... He's like, you got the Southsiders there. You have the Northsiders, dude. So it's like, you're working... Everyone's working out together. Because, like, no one's allowed to... So you, if you're isolating and working out, then they'll say you get a... Not a strike, but it's called... I forget what it's called. It's a... confirmation. It's something like showing you're doing gang activity. So they can put points on you and put you into a higher thing. So all of these groups work out together, but they're all secretly doing their, like, you know, like, there's a certain thing for, like, the Crips do a certain count. And they all have their own, like, symbolic counts.
Yeah.
But they have to do it in close quarters so they don't get called out for being in, like, gang activity. So it's actually kind of a nice thing they all do.
Yeah, they cooperate.
It's just like, and they all, one guy does burpees and like, white people are the best. And the fucking Crips are like, fucking Crips fucking rule. Yeah. You can just get them to tone it down, dude.
Yeah, hopefully this reaches the prison, the penal colony.
For
dude. People in prison that, hey guys, tone it down.
Someone's going to hoop this shit, dude.
Somebody's going to hoop this cast, shove this cast up their ass, dude. This cast belongs in the prison safe.
Someone's going to fucking memorize this shit and just re-say it, dude. Some motherfucking fool. Some motherfucking fool in there putting in work, dude, is going to memorize this and go in and recite it. People are like, dude, this is great. Where'd you get this from?
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm going to talk to a CEO, dude, and have him fucking smuggle this shit in.
Yeah, hopefully people in prison like our podcast.
For sure.
And that they can send us gifts.
I mean, dude, how sick would it be to go to prison knowing all this shit now?
What?
You just go right to the shot caller and like, I'm ready to put in fucking work, fool.
I'd do one burpee and be like, oh man, I am gassed. I'm fucking gassed, bro.
Like, put a cell phone in your ass. Be like,
I
quit.
No way, man.
Quit the gang.
I have hemorrhoids, dude. I can't get a phone up there.